Anyway, we look forward to it. Now we look forward to our man in the newsroom. Okay. It's Whip. Wait.
Hey. Yeah, what if you threw a Halloween parade and nobody came? I don't know, but I do know what would happen if thousands of people showed up, but there was no parade. This happened last night in downtown Dublin, Ireland, where literally thousands of people lined up on a major street, O'Connell Street, after somebody posted online that there would be a Halloween parade. It turns out that the post was a hoax and there was no parade. People waited for a while before they, I guess, figured this out. Then police began clearing them out. Like, I can't do an Irish accent at all, but I don't know. Imagine your best Bono voice. Get out of here. Leave. There's no parade. Don't.
Just do the Southside Irish guy.
Hey, no parade here. I don't know what you thought you saw, but whatever you thought you saw, there is nothing going on. Go home.
That's pretty Irish.
Yeah, thank you. The real lesson to be learned here, says one Twitter/X user, is that a lot of people would clearly attend a Halloween parade, and Dublin City Council should organize one next year.
Yeah, you know, people will show up.
Right? So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
First thing,
yeah.
First
there's a market.
Yeah. Oh, you notice? Did you notice all of the people that were out there? Maybe next year we should get a pumpkin and have a parade.
Something like that.
That's a good way to like test out whether or not something's going to work.
Really
put out
is.
A totally fake one with no intention of doing it. Yeah. See who comes and go like, okay, now right. We know.
Well, Mary, we're excited to tell you that the trick worked.
Yeah. Like what?
Yeah.
We got some good news and some bad news, guys.
No, I can't not.
The good news, we'll have a parade next year. The bad news, we won't.
Right.
This year.
Wait, I like that next year that right.
No. It's for real.
Yes.
This is a real parade.
Like, what are you talking about?
Movies open this weekend include Here, where Tom Hanks and Robin Wright are young and old, all digitally, I guess.
There's only one angle in the whole movie.
Oh, is that
so
what
So the
is?
Premise of the film is okay. It's Robert Zemeckis. He did Back to the Future. He did Forrest Gump. Great. The camera is in one spot, and it never moves through all of time. And so it starts, as seen the trailer, there's like dinosaurs. And then it's like, and then like there's a castle, and then their house, and then you're in their living room, and the movie is like their life in the living room. So they de-age him and Robin Wright, and then they age him back. It looks very what's the word? Conceptually interesting.
Yeah.
But then in practice, maybe depressing.
Did you just say?
I did say depressing.
I think you're right.
I think you have to be in the right mood.
100%.
Like, you want to be wistful and like nostalgic or something about your own life. But if you're not ready for that, I feel like this is going to punch you in the gut with it and 100%. Make you want to like, you know, cry a lot.
Ugly cry.
Yeah. Ugly cry. Yeah.
Ugly.
Just watch
ugly
Forrest
cry.
Gump. They're both in that. And the other guy did it.
I ugly
so
cry in Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
So, you know. Based on the book by the same name, there's also something called Lost on a Mountain in Maine, which sounds incredibly literal. The inspiring story of a 12-year-old boy who, separated from his family by a fast-moving storm, must fight to stay alive during his 9-day adventure lost in the backwoods of Maine.
Kind of sounds like Hatchet. Remember the book Hatchet?
No.
Oh, yeah. Kid gets lost. He has his hatchet.
Okay.
That's a good book.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope that has a happy ending. I'm just going to assume it does.
Maybe at the end he walks into the living room where Tom Hanks is.
Maybe that entire
and it's all a coup. It's
tie those all together.
Yeah, wow.
Tie them all up. Moving on to sports, where we had the Jets winning their Thursday night football game with Aaron Rodgers last night over the Houston Texans. We also have the Bears coming up on Sunday. They're going to play in Arizona against the Cardinals. We'll tell you your little Bulls and Blackhawks schedules coming up at your next Mix News at 6:30. Mix weather is like this. Sunny and a high in the mid-50s today. And then tomorrow, sunny and a high back around 60. And then on Sunday, rain. I guess rain maybe starting Saturday night and into Sunday, a really, really heavy chance of rain on Sunday with a high in the mid-60s. I don't mean necessarily heavy rain, but a high chance of rain. Right now, we're at 41, and the weather is brought to us by our good friends. In this case, we are talking about Huntington Learning Center, who wants this to be your best school year ever, your child's best school year ever. Huntington can help your child excel with 23 Chicagoland locations. Huntington Learning Center offers individualized tutoring programs. Call today at 1-800-CAN-LEARN to get scheduled. That's 1-800-CAN-LEARN to get scheduled with your Mix News update at 6:03. Coming up in your next Mix News, are we spending more or less time outside? We'll tell you on the Mix.
We just got a text. Hey, it was trick-or-treating in Mount Prospect yesterday. My husband got 2 beers.
Oh, nice.
That's a good time. Yeah. Shout out Mount Prospect. Watch out. She said she's pregnant, so she held off.
WTMX-FM and HD1 Skokie, Chicago.
The holidays are here. You made me your tail and all your friends.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen right there on the morning mix. Sorry about the early remix with the Christmas thing. We'll get to that in a moment. Don't worry.
And no, I have no authority on this. This is just a hunch, actually, that you suggested during a 610 text. But you as a listener, not you, Chris. I still feel like Post Malone is a real decent shot for tomorrow night.
Okay.
For Taylor Swift's show. I just do. Like, there's nothing going on. You know what I mean? They have the song together. She likes to bring people out. She brought Sabrina last weekend. I don't know.
I think she's bringing out the Carpenters because she brought out Sabrina, and then what's next?
Well, your options of Carpenters are slightly
hologram.
Okay, now we're talking.
No, I'm saying there's going to be guys swinging hammers.
Well, maybe to build the stage, probably.
I'll tell you what. Whoever it's going to be, I'm sure they're going to be sexy, and we explore sexy next on the Morning Mix.
The holidays are here. The air is cold and bright. Where the dickens will I get a tree to make my house look right? It's time to decorate with lights for all to see. It's the time of year to spread good cheer with friends and family.
Ooh, Santa here. There's a magical place called Tree Time with the most ginormous holiday selection of artificial Christmas trees, lights, wreaths, and unique decorations. Ooh, the quality and perfection. 200 different styles of trees that look like the real thing. At factory direct prices, they'll make your holiday ring. Come now as limited quantities sell out to avoid any frustrations. And meet with Tree Time top designers who'll help with your decorating creations. Visit Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington and you'll see we're everything Christmas for your holiday decorations and tree.
So go to TreeTime.com. Everything Christmas, TreeTime.com.
You've heard me talk about my friend who the whole time I had known him had been the most active person I knew, the one who couldn't do any of his favorite stuff anymore because of nagging pain in his hip. Hey, it's Whip here from the Morning Mix, and because of that pain, my buddy was really upset and down because he felt like he was just bored in the house and wasting all his time while everybody else was out having fun. So I asked him the obvious question, which is why he didn't try to do something about it. His answer, he couldn't afford to take time off of work, he did not want surgery, and he didn't want to go on a bunch of meds, which is exactly why I told him about QC Kinetics, where they use your own body's healing properties to treat the root cause of your pain. And the best part about their cellular regenerative treatments, there's no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. The consultation is free with Saturday appointments available too. Call 312-809-5955. 312-809-5955. Tell them Whip sent you. That's 312-809-5955. QC Kinetics.
Get your holidays started with the perfect tree and your perfect style from the Home Depot. Whether you want something that you can assemble in a few clicks, steal the show with over 2,000 color-changing bulbs, or a tree with lights that can be controlled by remote or foot pedal. The Home Depot has it all in our huge assortment of premium trees. Plus, get free delivery on over 2 million items this holiday from The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for details.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
And Doug. Customize and save hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. After that, you can also save me.
as I'm currently hanging from the edge of a cliff. To recap, number one, customize and save. Number two, time allowing, save me. Shoulders separating!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Good morning. It's the morning mix.
Yes, and it is definitely cooler today. So if you have that sweatshirt, you're like, I haven't been able to wear this all fall. I'm like, what month is it? I didn't think about
it's
it.
November. Yeah, no, it's you're right. We're still November. In fall. Okay. We have until December 22nd before it's winter.
41 degrees, high around 54.
I decided to rock my mix hoodie today, and I thought maybe Whip would, but then I think you might have worn yours on like earlier this week, and I know you try to rotate them.
I did, yeah. I think I actually wore it, then I would have worn it again without even washing it because I wore it for like half a day, but I think I smooshed it into my closet too much, and then when I found it, it was too smushed.
You hate to see it.
I know.
You hate to see it.
I know.
Are you guys ready to get sexy? Let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
After a night of candy. Yeah, pizza. Yeah. Oh, man. Now,
candy stops you up, right? Is that what it does, or does candy open the flow? I always forget.
I don't know.
Nothing has been stopping me up lately. I'm not sure.
Lord, I wish it would. Why sexy? Well, every year, People Magazine overlooks Whip and announces the sexiest man of the year. So they did a reader's poll to determine who should we be looking at this year, and then they broke it down into categories. For example, sexiest handyman, your front runner Chip Gaines from the Texas family in Magnolia, him and Joanna, they do the houses, the Texas.
Them. See, right off the bat, they don't know my guy George who comes over to my place and fixes stuff. If they knew him, Chip Gaines would be out of there.
Sexiest longtime married star. Oh, that is a category.
These are interesting categories. Yeah.
Nominees included Denzel, Kevin Bacon, and Ted Danson, but it goes to, they believe, Tim McGraw.
Oh, yeah, Faith Hill. They've been together forever. Mm-hmm.
Tim McGraw was here at the Mix Studios once, and Tim McGraw came in with a group of people. Tim was just wearing like a t-shirt and a baseball hat, and the person behind him was holding a big black box, like a big box, that looked like almost uncomfortable for one person to carry. But it was light, and I was like, what is this? They went into the green room and closed the door. And then when they opened it, he came out like in the cowboy hat with boots on. And I was like, whoa, it was like Superman.
Oh.
He went from Clark Kent to Tim McGraw.
Wow.
And the box was his big ass Stetson hat or whatever. He even smelled different. I was like, what just happened?
Leather and musk.
I swear to God, the guy was on the elevator. He's like, hey, what's going on, man? Good to meet you. Thanks. The door opened then and he was like, hey, y'all ready to rock? I was like, what just happened?
That's hilarious.
Crazy. Gen Z. I'm sorry. Gen sexiest. Gen X. So Gen sexiest. Who's the ultimate 90s hottie? They're looking at Shamar Moore for that one. Also on there, Matt Dillon, Ethan Hawke, and Benjamin Bratt. Sexiest summer action star. It's anyone but you's Glenn Powell.
Oh, yeah.
They're thinking it's him.
Okay.
Sexiest talk show host.
Shelly Jesse Raphael.
Whip from the Morning Mix in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
No.
Wow.
Mark Consuelos.
Oh.
And Jimmy Fallon? Fine there. I'm saying. It's like they're trying to make up tattoos. Sexiest famous dog dad. That's on here.
On.
I'm not kidding. I'm not making that up. Max Greenfield from New Girl, who we interviewed on the Morning Mix podcast about a month ago. He's got a new kids book out. But Max Greenfield played Schmidt on New Girl. And let me just look for like another
sexiest person who likes socks.
Pretty close. Sexiest supportive partner in sports. This is the husband or partner to a female athlete.
Nomar Garcia Parra?
No. Hunter Woodall. Hunter's heart-melting kiss after his wife Tara Davis Woodhull's Olympic gold medal win this summer helps him outrun the competition.
Okay,
also, Jonathan Owens, Chicago Bear, and husband to Simone Biles on the list.
I was thinking him or, yeah.
So these are some sexy men right here. That's what we're saying. Sexiest man alive. That's what People Magazine does. Sexiest man alive. And as you heard the names, you were probably like, yeah, all right. Okay, that one makes sense. That makes sense. What about the underdogs? Come on.
6, 10, text, woo!
You text us at 312-233-1019. Who are the sexiest underdogs? These are the guys they're not paying attention to who deserve the sexiest man title.
ideally they're of some note that we would know who they are. Because I would love for you to say, my husband, Ron, and that would be great.
Right.
But we don't know him.
Or Whip Sandyman George.
Yeah, George Savitas. Come on, let's make him viral.
More like George the sexiest.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, come on. 312-233-1019. You text us. Who are the sexy underdogs for Sexiest Man Alive for People magazine? They've overlooked someone. Who is it? Let's find out. 312-233-1019. You text us. It's kind of a sex. Who are the sexy underdogs? Is Teddy Swims on that list? Well, let's hear him sing now on The Morning Mix.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm too controlled when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? I lose control when you're not next to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem isn't what your body like or feel like. Bad habit. How to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon black magic that it takes to. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees, got me down on my knees.
Sexy voice, people say. Teddy Swims right there on the Morning Mix. Let's get a look at these roads. We'll find out what's happening out there.
Yes, we'll start with Eden, 17 minutes. Inbound Lake Cook to Montrose, outbound 15. Inbound Kennedy, 33 minutes. Stop and go traffic from O'Hare to downtown, outbound 23 minutes. Inbound Eisenhower, there we go, 29 minutes, 390 to the old post office, outbound 27. Inbound Stevenson, 26 minutes, 355 to DeSable Lakeshore Drive, outbound 23. And then the inbound Dan Ryan, 18 minutes from 95th to the interchange. But the express lanes are slowing down between Pershing and the Stevenson, so heads up on that. And then outbound 11 minutes. This traffic report is brought to you by Royal Flush. You dump it, we pump it. Enhance your event sanitation with our reliable and affordable rentals for all Chicagoland events and at-home emergencies. Visit floodsroyalflush.com or call 1-888-FLUSH-04. Again, that's 1-888-FLUSH-04.
Sexy. That's right, baby. Sexiest men alive, because People Magazine's going to put out the article. They're going to put out the magazine. And in there, they identify one guy as sexiest man alive. But then throughout the magazine, they have other categories of men.
Right. And back in the day, it would just be one, and it was like Tom Selleck.
Right. You're like, okay. And then the next article would be like, all right, you know.
And then they would have little, like, oh, yeah, like, these are almost, you know what I mean, runner-ups. But now they have so many different categories.
So many. They're going to have, like, sexiest athlete, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they have all these other ones, like sexiest handyman, sexiest longtime married guy, Gen Sexiest, sexiest summer action star, all these different ones. And so we thought, well, what are the underdogs? Who are they? Who are the underdogs who deserve to be on the list but are kind of getting looked over? Your sexiest underdogs. And as always, you did not disappoint. Now, Nikki, you like a lot of the classic sexy guys. You like, well, you called Jeremy Allen White, like, what'd you call him?
He's dirty sexy.
And then Jason Momoa is just like...
Yeah. He's just straight up sexy.
Sexy. Yeah. Right. And then Harry Styles, when he was in town, you had a whole thing for him.
Yeah.
He was like pearl necklace sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was
like
always wearing
whatever
those.
You want sexy.
I don't know. How about some other options? 630, and I know, Nikki, you like this man, but I've never heard you reference him as sexy, Trent Reznor.
Oh, I'm in love with. Are you kidding me? I have a water bottle of his in my closet that he drank out of.
Whoa. What?
Wait, what?
What? And then she revealed something she did not mean to.
Yes,
no,
I do.
On the air.
I have a water bottle that he drank out of that a friend grabbed for me. It's still in my closet with water. It's like if I needed to clone him, I have something.
So, Whip, let's just slowly back out of the room.
Yeah, right.
We'll get in our cars and we'll get as far away as we can.
Wow. It's still got water that he... So his backwash is in this water bottle.
In my closet.
Dare I even continue with the list?
That's incredible.
I mean, we came out so strong.
You should have that authenticated. There are companies who do this.
Do you have Sam Elliott's backwash? Because the 331 finds Sam Elliott to be very sexy.
I don't, but I get that. Because he's the dude.
Sexy underdog, right? Yeah, he is. Hey, could I come into your boot bar?
Yeah, there it
is.
That's what he would say,
How about Jesse Lee Soffer from Chicago PD, who's not on Chicago PD anymore. He's on his own show now. Anyway, Jason Kelsey. Jason Kelsey on the list. Yeah. Underdog sexy. His brother's getting all the sexy spotlight.
Right.
Jon Stewart, comedian from The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Jon Stewart. Yeah, okay. Adam Sandler, 847, underdog sexy. And he don't even try. He does less than try.
That's it.
847, I'm going to read this as written. Oh, Lord, Andy Samberg is the sexiest man I've ever seen. Andy Samberg.
Some of these are unexpected.
Unexpected. Jeff Probst, host of Survivor.
Yeah.
Unexpected sexy. Let's see. Yep, Sam Elliott on here again.
Wow.
I get it. He's the rugged sexy man.
Yeah.
Nick Offerman, who is Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec, and he's a local guy out of the south suburbs, right?
I think so, yeah.
And finally, two options here. 773, sexiest man alive is the Metra driver who's always on time. Shout out 773 and Metra. And finally, 815, it's Ron Howard's brother, Clint.
Clint Howard. Gosh.
Makes like B-movies, right?
Yeah, and then he's in every he's in every Ron Howard movie.
Okay. Yep.
The scene I always think of Clint Howard from is when they're Apollo 13. He's the guy who walks in the room and dumps all the stuff on the table, and he's like, we need to figure out how to keep them alive with everything on the table right now. Go. Like, whatever.
Okay.
In that pivotal scene. Also, if you remember way back when, the MTV used to do like this, like Generation Award or whatever, and it was a joke. And then one year they gave it to Clint Howard, and he took it very seriously because he was so proud to be given this honor that then the award became serious thereafter. Because and Ron was like, it was just so great. He was so excited about it.
Right. A lot of Clint Howard trivia.
I didn't know I was such a big Clint fan.
Do you have any water bottles with his spit in it?
I have a coffee mug.
Good.
Believe it or not, I have the coffee mug and the tie he wore in Apollo 13.
Nice.
Keep that in your closet.
Yes. Yeah, you know where else I should keep it? A secret. All right. Hey, you know what I'm going to do today, Joel? I'm going to let all of Chicago know that in the closet I got Trent Reznor's water bottle. It's great.
It's pretty. Yeah. I love night shields.
Right.
It's very exciting.
And then Joel's like, don't tell him about my Paula Abdul underpants.
How did you know?
How do we know all of this?
101.9 The Mix gives you today's variety.
I love it.
This is today's variety on The Mix.
The songs I like right now.
I'm Dasha. Stop working.
Did your truck break? This is today's variety on The Mix.
What's up, guys? I'm Khalid.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Nirmani.
today, spend the night.
That's today's variety on the mix.
Good song after good song.
The songs you love right now and the songs you love from the last few years.
I love the mix. I listen every day.
Today's variety, 101.9 The Mix.
The holidays are here. The air is cold and bright. Where the dickens will I get a tree to make my house look right? It's time to decorate with lights for all to see. It's the time of year to spread good cheer with friends and family.
Ooh, Santa here. There's a magical place called Tree Time with the most ginormous holiday selection of artificial Christmas trees, lights, wreaths, and unique decorations. Oh, the quality and perfection. 200 different styles of trees that look like the real thing. At factory direct prices, they'll make your holiday ring. Come now as limited quantities sell out to avoid any frustrations. And meet with Tree Time top designers who will help with your decorating creations. Visit Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington and you'll see we're everything Christmas for your holiday decorations and tree.
So go to TreeTime.com. Everything Christmas, TreeTime.com.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My entire family's obsessed with all things Wicked, but my kids can't stop watching the trailer, and now they're having a Wicked-themed sleepover. Do you think our internet can handle all of the streaming and memeing going on?
Well, we've engineered our Xfinity gateways to handle hundreds of devices at once, so they can all stay magically connected.
Wow. Are you a wizard?
I wish. No, just someone that won't let a bad connection burst your internet bubble.
Now through December 22nd, get Thrillify and Leap Fast 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for just $35 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com to switch today. Keep the magic going from your screen to the big screen. And see Wicked, only in theaters November 22nd. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless bill and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $56 a month for internet service and $15 for Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Phil, I've come into some money.
Outstanding.
A gift from Uncle Stan.
Stan is the man.
That he is. Now, what to do with this windfall?
There is but one choice. Around the world cruise.
Nice, but maybe we invest now and cruise later?
There is but another choice, a Lakeside Bank CD.
Excellent. Lakeside has great CD rates. Let's go.
Oh, we might see Uncle Stan there.
He'll be so pleased.
Lakeside CDs are outstanding. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $500 on select LG major appliances. And get holiday inflatables for under $20. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 10/24 through 11/5. Applies to select LG major appliances only. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items. While supplies last.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Mix Studio is powered by ComEd. Visit ComEd.com/clean.
Good morning. It's the Morning Mix.
Yes, and it's a little colder today. 41 yeah. degrees right now, high around 54. Tomorrow, sunny and 60.
Guys, this is... Whew, man. So Nikki moments ago revealed that she does, in fact, have a water bottle in her closet.
Yeah.
That Trent Reznor once sipped out of.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And in the words of Michael Jackson.
Something whispers in my ear and says, you're not alone.
You're not alone, Nikki. Guess what?
I am here with you.
708 is here with you. 708 just texted. Please tell Nikki I have a spoon that Josh Kelly used in a restaurant when he was here for a concert, and I kept the spoon. I'm pretty sure we could call Josh Kelly and ask him how he feels about that. Yeah. He'd answer, right?
Thank you, 708. See, it's not weird, 708. It's
Whoa.
No one said that.
Nobody said that. We just said you and other people have stuff. Also, as 773 said, I might be late, but McCabe is very sexy of the afternoon mix. And I want to double check that that's not McCabe's number.
We can definitely get you a used spoon.
Of McCabe's? Oh, my God, I'll get you used whatever you want of McCabe's. I'll get you McCabe. You can have him in. You can keep him at your house. He don't care. So there you go. You're not alone. I've not heard this song in 100 years, and I only can think of that one moment. My goodness. So congrats.
I don't know. I think another 610 text sometime could be like, what memorabilia do you have?
It's beyond memorabilia. It's like, what used item do you have from a celebrity? Like, you know how somebody would be like, oh, I got a jar that Brad Pitt breathed, you know.
Yes.
But yeah, you have Trent Reznor's water bottle, and someone else has a water bottle from Harry Styles that he drank out of at United Center. See? It's normal, they said all caps. Yeah. Normal!
That water bottle.
815 has your back on that one. Tell Nikki I have a cup Wayne Gretzky drank beer out of in 1983.
There you go.
You That's are not valuable. Alone, Nikki. Look at this.
We should display all of our weird, wonderful items.
We need to do a segment on the Morning Mix called You Are Not Alone. You think you have some weird thing? Guess what? You're not the only one.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I think everybody's doing what Whip's doing right now, just the gentle bob to this.
This is groovy.
Man, I haven't heard in a minute.
Yeah.
To the newsroom we go with the grooviest dude we know. It's the Whip.
All right, everybody's out of their grooves right now and for the next few weeks. Why? Because time change is coming up this weekend, people.
Man.
All right, so in the middle of the night on Saturday to Sunday, you're going to repeat an hour because we're going to fall back, right? So if you're working those overnight hours, what we typically hear is like if you're at a bar or something and it usually closes at 2, I think you'll get an extra hour because it closes at 2 twice because 2 happens twice.
You know who I keep thinking about?
Who?
Taylor Swift, because she's performing in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So the time change, like she's already, does she just live on her own clock? You know what I'm saying? She travels the whole world all the time. She's in different time zones like every other night. So do they just have like a Taylor time where they tell her like, no, it's 8 o'clock in Taylor time. But in that city, it's actually 9 or 10 or 11. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I think because it changes at 2, right? 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
so
I don't think
well
her show's
going
to go that
long.
No,
I know that.
But then the
but
next day,
saying,
it's just an extra
it's
hour.
Just
it's just
day?
It's just like if you drive to through
I'm
Indiana.
About her.
You know what I mean?
I don't. Yeah, that was an interesting place your brain went on the time
so
change. Worried about Taylor Swift.
I think he's proposing a new time zone.
Yeah,
called
Taylor
time.
He might be able to do that. This is the time to propose things if you're Taylor Swift. You know, people are listening.
Maybe he'll propose in Indiana.
Oh, maybe. You never know. Oh, where are the Chiefs this weekend? I didn't even check on that.
We checked on this a while ago. They're where are they?
They're somewhere else.
They're somewhere else.
Right.
Denver? No, but somewhere like that.
Somewhere not Indianapolis related.
No, right.
Okay.
Yeah. And not in KC, I don't think either.
No.
They are in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, okay. So I was wrong.
Yeah.
But they're not in Indianapolis. So with that, you're definitely right.
If it says... I think, maybe they're in Kansas.
Are they playing
Kansas
twice?
City. It's not at. So it's because I'm looking at Kelsey on my team.
So they're in KC. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're playing the Buccaneers in Kansas City. There we go. Okay. Yeah. Well, either way, they're not playing in Indianapolis. So, again, you never know with these people. They make their own rules. Maybe Saturday night he goes out there, proposes, gets on the old private jet, and then goes plays on
what
Sunday
is it,
and scores 2 touchdowns.
An hour
to
fly Indianapolis to KC for him, right? In her jet? She
I
sends it?
Yeah, I don't know the private jet that we normally take between those two cities. I'm not sure.
It's unavailable this week?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so get ready for that. And then we've had all these studies that say everything bad goes way up right after a time change, like car accidents, heart attacks, stress, everything else. So just be ready for that. Or are you ready for
it? Or are you?
If you will. Tie it into Taylor Swift like Chris.
Nailed it.
And finally, North America has a new oldest person. A 114-year-old Pennsylvania woman is now believed to be the oldest living person in North America. Naomi Whitehead, who lives in a senior care community in Greenville, Pennsylvania, attained that status after poor Elizabeth Francis of Texas passed away earlier this month, but Elizabeth had a really good run, and now Naomi continues her very good run. It was born in September of 1910 on a farm in Georgia, has outlived her longtime husband and their 3 sons. She credits her longevity to good genes and enjoying various activities like cooking, baking, drawing, and listening to music. And sometimes these stories also have like a, and smoking two packs a day,
right.
Eating a sleeve of Oreos, and drinking Jack Daniels.
Right.
But in this case, that's not the case. But it would be funny if it was. Yes.
We'll just add that.
Right. We'll just add that later on. Moving on to sports, where we have the Blackhawks, who lost last night in San Jose. The Bulls are at Brooklyn tonight. The Bears are at Arizona Sunday. And among your college games this weekend, you have 24th-ranked Illinois hosting the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Yeah. Tomorrow, mixed weather, mostly sunny and a high. And that is my Golden Gopher. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-50s this afternoon, then sunny with a high around 60 tomorrow, and then rain with mid-60s on Sunday. And right now, what are we at? 39. Weather brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Save on feel-good favorites from Whole Foods Market. Get 33% off all body care and candles with Prime through November 12th. Stock up on rich moisturizers and more to combat cold weather dryness. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply. With your Mixed News update, it is 6:37. Coming up in your next Mixed News, I promise you we'll tell you about that pet squirrel who was confiscated by those jerky police in New York on the Mix.
And you are not alone. That happens next on the Morning Mix. Take it, Haley. Don't go crying to your mama. It's the Morning Mix, and here we are. Man.
When are we calling the Taylor winner?
40 minutes, 7:20 a.m. It's coming up hot and heavy and right quick. So get ready. Coming up at 7:20 a.m., we are going to be calling the Taylor Swift winner. We're going to find out who it is. We hope it's you. Good luck. Now, moments ago, what many people on the internet are calling a revelation. Nikki of the Morning Mix revealed that she has a water bottle in her closet presently that Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails and the guy that did the orchestral soundtrack to The Social Network and many other films now.
And Disney films
and
now.
And Disney films now, right, that he sipped out of. Now, can you take me back to the origin story? How long have you had it?
Oh, gosh. Years now.
So it's moved with you.
Yeah.
Okay. And, and how did you come by his water bottle?
A friend of mine was working at a record label that he was on, and he was doing a meet and greet and signing things for people.
Oh, okay, great.
And I couldn't be there because I had something with work or something. So she took a picture of him sitting by his Ice Mountain bottle, like clearly drinking from
out of it. Yes,
so you have
photo match. Photo proof.
This is how we're going to get
very
it authenticated.
Important. Yeah, photo match.
And then she's like, I got you something really special. And she brought me, she got me an autographed album, which is what he was there for, which is awesome, you know. And she's like, and here's the water bottle and then photo. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
So
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
It would really come full circle if you would somehow be able to meet him again and have him sign the water bottle and maybe spit in it anew.
Wouldn't it be a risk, though? Because what if he was like, and he drank it? Like, ah!
Or
like, to be funny.
Pawed it out of my hands like, give that back to me, weirdo.
Yeah.
You could do that
and
too.
Then maybe his shirt kind of gets ripped a little bit, you know, and maybe he falls into your lips.
There is a weird sexy about him. Yeah. I've still got posters of him in my bedroom at
home.
You
have a little trend, I find, of dirty sexy, which is antithetical to your husband, who's a very clean fella.
Yeah. Like, I know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why I just talked about him in 1953,
right.
But here we are. We're realizing, based on the text thread, that Nikki is not alone. And so I am nervous about this, but I say to you... Nikki's not alone. She has Trent Reznor's water bottle in her closet. What thing do you have from a celebrity that you're holding on to? We've heard a variety of names here coming in on the text thread. Call now, 312-233-1019. You have who's what? Nikki, you are not alone.
Just make me feel less weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I can't promise that, but I can promise that you and all these other weirdos are going you're gonna bind together.
Stop.
It'd be like me being like, I got one of Moran's avocados.
Right. And do you?
No.
Yeah, see,
I tried.
Shame, exactly. You're just mad. Because you would if you were to tell me that, I would be like, oh, yeah. Or like at least the pit. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I saved the pit of a Moran's avocado. I'd be like, yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
That would not.
That's on brand.
Surprise me at all.
312-233-1019. Nikki has Trent Reznor's water bottle in her closet hidden away. What do you have from a celebrity? 312-233-1019. It's got to be, it can't be like you caught a pic from Johnny Resnick at a Goo Goo Dolls concert, because that's expected.
That's normal.
Yeah, or like, oh, I have one of Taylor Hawkins' drumsticks. Like, that's amazing, but that's not, you know, I caught a baseball from Sammy Sosa. Like, no. You've got, like, you know, somebody's spit cup.
That's what I was saying. You're talking baseball.
Exactly.
You've got the
something that would not normally be a souvenir.
Exactly.
That
right.
is not for souvenir purposes.
And you most likely had to steal
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Like you had to sneak out Trent Reznor's water bottle.
Basically, it's their garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially, like if you went to their house and stole something out of their garbage,
right.
like you're in the FBI looking
right.
for a DNA
That's
sample.
That's what it would be.
Yes.
Who's what do you have? 312-233-1019. We're going to find out. Now, right off the bat, guess what? Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Mary, you texted us, and I'm so grateful that we've got you here now. Who's what do you have, Mary?
I have a spoon that Josh Kelly used in a restaurant when he was here for a concert.
Okay.
Now.
Did you work at the restaurant?
A lot of questions here.
No.
You did not.
No, I did not.
Okay, did you see him at the table and you're like, I'm going to get this? Or did you have a person on the inside?
It was actually a person on the inside. It was all done unbeknownst to me. They just knew I was a huge huge Josh Kelly fan. So a friend from high school who had friends that were meeting Josh Kelly for something, I don't know. The friends took a picture, sent it to my friend.
Okay.
My friend said, oh, my God, Mary would love this. And can you grab something that he's used? And so they grabbed a spoon, stuffed it in a purse, went to my friend, who then put it in a plastic bag. He gave it to me.
I love it.
Yeah,
that's the same as me. It's a friend looking out for you who was like, Mary would love this. And it's, you know, they knew it wouldn't be weird to you. It would be super appreciated.
Exactly. And actually, I've now broken the confidence because I promised I would never, ever, ever, ever tell the story. And now Chicagoland knows.
Look at that.
Wow. You're not alone, Mary.
Mary, can I ask you, like, if you could roughly estimate the year in which you acquired said spoon?
It had to have been at least 15 years ago.
Okay. And what was the restaurant?
God knows. I have no idea.
Okay. I'm just wondering if we could get Josh on the phone.
Right.
Because I would love for you to tell Josh Kelly that you have Josh Kelly's spoon.
He's seriously working on this.
Yeah. Does he live in somewhere that's not...
He's in
not...
Utah. Oh, he's like Utah. In Park City, Utah. Oh, so what time is it there? Like 5:45?
Yeah, who knows? It's really early.
It's really early.
Mary, do me a favor. Would you hold on and not go anywhere?
Of course.
Okay, Mary, stay right there. Mary and Nikki, you guys are not alone. This is crazy. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
Christy, we just had Mary who has Josh Kelly's spoon. Nikki has Trent Reznor's water bottle. What do you have and from who?
Well, I have the end of a cigarette butt from Michael Schofling, who is better known as Jake Ryan from the 80s film 16 Candles.
Wow. There we go. Wow. Wow.
Where do you keep the cigarette butt?
Honestly, I'm sure it's in a baggie shoved in the bottom of a box in my basement. But I do have it still. We keep it now. I realize as an adult how weird and gross that is.
Well,
oh, no.
My best friend and I were together when they were filming a different movie in Aurora, and they were filming it across the street from my best friend's dad's house. So we got to sit on his porch and watch as all this was going on. And we would sit for hours and just watch. And when filming was over for the day, we would go over and find all the little scraps and things
right.
that we watched. And
as
it turns out, because it was such an inconvenience for the family and blocking the roads and all of that, we did get to have a lunch, we say with the cast.
Right.
We were allowed to be under the same tent as them when they did, like, their craft food lunch, okay. whatever. Yep. We were not allowed to ask for autographs or anything like that. But on the final day, we did get a picture with him. So I do have proof that I was with him, have a picture with him, and his cigarette butt in a baggie.
It's incredible.
Wow.
It's... Whip, you are right. We are kind of trash collectors.
But it is literally what they do on crime shows when the serial killer, they just can't get that DNA sample, so they trick them
right.
by having them drink out of a cup. They throw it in the garbage, they take the cup, or have them smoke a cigarette, and then they take the butt.
And they just walk out of the room with it, and then they come back and like, we got your DNA.
Yep.
Like, how?
Yeah.
Guys, this is amazing. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
Wendy, this is awesome. This might be one that I'm kind of jealous of. What do you have, Wendy?
I have a set list from a Bon Jovi concert that was taped to the stage, and it has John Bon Jovi's footprint on it.
Boom! Okay, the footprint part, yeah.
You know, that guy has seen a million faces and, in fact, rocked them all. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yes, he's almost seen my face.
Wendy, see what makes that cool, an autograph, people can get those. You can buy those. A footprint?
Yeah.
Totally unique.
I know. I have it framed in my house.
Now, around what year, Wendy, did you acquire this? Was it when John was wearing the cool like boots and stuff on stage, or when he switched over to the Skechers?
Oh, it was probably boots.
Okay.
Because it was I want to say it was like probably like Lost Highway years.
Okay, yeah. Great. Wow.
Yeah.
How cool.
It was when he was still rocking and Richie was still with the band.
Oh, man. You know what? You never know. There's still a chance, those guys. I know John's having so many vocal problems, but you never know. All right, let's round this out. Mary, hi.
Hello.
How you doing? Thanks for sticking around.
Of course.
At the moment, we've not heard back from Josh Kelly.
He's skiing.
He's got to be skiing.
He's on a slope somewhere.
Talking to his wife, Catherine Heigl.
Or sleeping.
Or right. sleeping. Yeah. Or he's going, the hell is this? And deleting
right.
it.
Yeah.
We don't know. But if ever we do get the chance, Mary, we're going to hang on to your information. And should we have the opportunity to connect you with Josh, he might want the spoon back. I don't know.
I have it. I'll give it back if he really... Maybe.
Okay, amazing. Only you, Mary, would have that. So, Mary, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you dinner for two. They have spoons there. Don't bring your own, but you're going to go to Ema and enjoy dinner for two downtown. Congrats.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
$100 gift certificate is yours. You know what? Good luck. Maybe you'll see someone else there.
Yeah.
You can get another spoon
Add
for the
to your collection.
You
get a fork and a knife.
Meanwhile, I believe in you.
The Ema people right now, watch your silverware carefully when this lady comes in. Yeah. Everybody on high alert.
Yeah. Oh, Jay Levine is here tonight. Better grab his fork before Mary shows up.
Oh, Ema's great. We love you. We won't take your silverware unless it's
someone
really awesome.
Right. I would love for her to be like, I got Josh Kelly's spoon and Steve Baskerville's knife. Howard Sudbury's coffee cup. Just old Chicago news folk. Congrats, Mary. That's awesome. I'm sure Josh would love that. Josh Kelly, singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Josh Kelly married to Catherine Heigl. They've been together now a long time. She was on Grey's Anatomy for years and years and years, and it's in 27 dresses and all these. Those two, long-time married couple, they've probably learned a lot about one another. Perhaps you are in a long-term relationship as well. Coming up this morning on the Morning Mix Situationship, we need to know, has your partner recently taken up a new interest? An interest that you're like, where did that come from? All of a sudden, I've known you, 15 years? All of a sudden, now you're into that? 312-233-1019. You text us. Your partner recently took up a new interest. And perhaps that new interest has led to some spending of funds, some ordering of items that are necessary for them to have in order to really partake in said new interest. And you know in the bottom of your heart, this is all just a garbage dump. You're not going to do any of this. What are you talking about? You text us at 312-233-1019. Your partner has recently taken up a new interest. What's that interest? And then keep your phone handy. We're going to call you and get the whole story. You text us at 312-233-1019 for this morning's situationship. What is your partner? What interest have they recently taken up? We're going to get a look at the roads, find out what's happening out there, and we'll look for your texts at 312-233-1019. The new interest your partner has just surprised you with. Where did that come from? We'll find out. Nikki, what's up with them roads?
All right, we'll start with this problem area. Northbound Route 53, the off-ramp to Higgins Road. An accident partially blocking the exit ramp involving two cars and a semi. The left lane has been reopened, but there's still some slowdowns there. And then another one, northbound Route 394 at Glenwood Dyer Road. Accident on the right shoulder. So look out for those two areas. Inbound Eden, 16 minutes. Lake Cook to Montrose, 15 outbound. Inbound Kennedy, 41 minutes. O'Hare to downtown, 28 minutes on the reverse. Inbound Eisenhower, 38 minutes, 390 to the old post office. Outbound, 30 minutes. Inbound Stevenson, 34 minutes, 355 to DeSabo Lakeshore Drive. Outbound, 26. Inbound Dan Ryan, 20 minutes from 95th to the interchange. Outbound, we got 12 minutes there. Brought to you by the Free Mix app, which is where people have been going to register to win Taylor Swift tickets. And we will be rewarding someone with those tickets in about half an hour or so. So if you registered, if you put the code words in, you got all that stuff, be by your phone soon because we'll be calling the grand prize winner for Taylor Swift.
That's exactly right. We are 25 minutes away from that. Coming up next, Whip's going to look at the news, and then we dive into the situationship this morning. It's the interest, the hobby your partner recently took up out of nowhere. Shaboozy now on the mix.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Here comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. They're at the bottom of a bottle, don't miss me.
Good morning. It's the morning mix.
41 degrees, high around 54 today with mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, sunny and 60.
All right. I know Whip's about to take over in the newsroom, yeah. But we do have some breaking news in here about a new competitive sport.
What?
Get ready, folks. It's going to take place in a ring like the UFC, an octagon. I don't know if any of us would want to compete, but it is gaining popularity as an activity online and will now become an official sport. Competitive butt slapping.
Gosh.
People take turns slapping one another on the rear until one gives up.
Huh.
Have you seen the slapping contests where they slap each other in the face?
Yeah, that I. Yes.
That's insane.
I've actually seen that on TV. I'm like, how are you airing this?
Yeah, ESPN 13. But if you see, I've gotten videos on Instagram of it. It's people, men and women, they stand across from each other, men versus men, women versus women. And they just stand there, and the other person, like, lines up their hand and just cracks them as hard as they can across the face. There's no way these people aren't getting, like, concussed or having exploded eardrums. It's insane.
That's horrible. Yeah.
Why you'd submit yourself to that, I don't know. But competitive butt slapping.
Yeah. And isn't there vibes. Competitive pillow? I think there's
competitive
actually
pillow fighting.
That's legit.
Yeah. There's the other one where it's two people in the front of a car, and it's you have to try to unbuckle them. That's a real one.
Unbuckle them?
Yeah, they're buckled in the driver's seat and passenger seat.
Oh.
And you have to try to wrestle and unbuckle them while they're wrestling you to unbuckle you. It's a real thing.
The car's not in motion,
no,
is
no,
it?
No. It's a parked car with a crowd. Dude.
Oh, man.
The car's not even on.
Yeah.
It's like things that were bullying have now become sports.
Exactly.
Right.
How it...
It's great.
Turning something bad into something good, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Yeah.
Making lemonade out of those lemons.
We're owning it. Yeah. Whatever it is. All right, for more lemons and lemonade, we go to Whip in the newsroom.
All right, we will have the time change this weekend, so be ready for it. It'll be the end of daylight savings time, or as it's really called, saving time. Don't put on the S. It's
You'll get ripped up online.
Against the rules.
Oh, you idiot.
Exactly.
Thanks,
How could you have thought it was daylight savings time, you jerk? Yeah.
Because I was at Nordstrom's.
Right, there we go.
In the jewels.
Yep.
In my front room.
Yep.
You jackass.
Soldier's Field, indeed.
Yep.
CBS says 40% of Americans feel anxious about daylight saving time changes.
Feel anxious about getting it wrong. I know that.
Well, as we have said before, 11 days before the time change. So over the past week and a half, we've all felt this subconscious anxiousness. Well, it's because the time change is coming. Meanwhile, 13 days after the time change. So basically, for the next 2 weeks, we're all going to be feeling off and weird and bad and bizarre and screwed up.
And I'm going to raise the bar and say, I bet you if you look every 4 years and you throw an election with a time change.
Oh, my God.
Just
crazy.
Forget about it.
Right?
Absolutely.
Indeed. Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Time change this weekend, everybody.
And the Taylor Swift tour is coming to an end.
Oh, my God. Why are we even going on? Why don't we just fast forward to January? Why don't we? All right. Guess what? Buckingham Fountain in Chicago is off now. Now, we're all thrown off because of the time change. That's thrown off because they turned it off. Last night was the last light show. That was it. Now you got to wait till like next year sometime, whenever that is, in the spring or whenever they do it.
Yeah, and then turn it on like 9.
Yeah, I should probably have the information on when they do it again, but you know,
eventually
it's next year. But yeah, we got a lot to go before that. And finally, oh man, the Los Angeles Dodgers just won the World Series, and we heard people celebrating on the streets of L.A. Some of them got a little out of hand, you know, burning stuff, turning over buses, spray painting, chanting "F New York" over and over again, that kind of thing. And then there was this guy. See, this is why. The lesson to you kids is do not play with fireworks other than in a supervised and